At the foot of the mountain, Gennaro was screaming over the sound of the helicopter. The veins of his neck stood out.
You did what? You invited who?
Take it easy, Ammon said.
Gennaro screamed, Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Now look here, Ammon said, drawing himself up. I think we have to get something clear.
No,
Gennaro said.
No, you get something clear. This is not a social outing. This is not a weekend excursion.
This is my island, Ammon said, and I can invite whomever I want.
This is a serious investigation of your island because your investors are concerned that it's out of control. We think this is a very dangerous place, and
you're not going to shut me down, Donald.
I will if I have to.
This is a safe place, Ammon said, no matter what that damn mathematician is saying.
It's not, and I'll demonstrate its safety.
And I want you to put them right back on that helicopter, Gennaro said.
Can't, Ammon said, pointing toward the clouds. It's already leaving.
And indeed, the sound of the rotors was fading.
God damn it,
Gennaro said. Don't you see you're needlessly risking...
Ammon said. Let's continue this later. I don't want to upset the children.
Grant turned and saw two children coming down the hillside, led by Ed Regis. There was a bespectacled boy of about 11 and a girl a few years younger, perhaps 7 or 8, her blonde hair pushed up under a Mets baseball cap and a baseball glove slung over her shoulder. The two kids made their way nimbly down the path from the helipad and stopped some distance from Gennaro and Ammon. Low, under his breath, Gennaro said,
Christ.
Now take it easy, Ammon said. Their parents are getting a divorce, and I want them to have a fun weekend here.
The girl waved tentatively.
Hi, Grandpa,
she said.
We're here.
The tour. Tim Murphy could see at once that something was wrong. His grandfather was in the middle of an argument with a younger, red-faced man opposite him, and the other adults standing behind looked embarrassed and uncomfortable. Alexis felt the tension, too, because she hung back, tossing her baseball in the air. He had to push her.
Go on, Lex.
Go on yourself, Timmy.
Don't be a worm, he said.
Lex glared at him, but Ed Regis said cheerfully, I'll introduce you to everybody, and then we can take the tour.
I have to go, Lex said.
I'll just introduce you first, Ed Regis said.
No, I have to go.
But Ed Regis was already making introductions. First to Grandpa, who kissed them both, then to the man he was arguing with. This man was muscular, and his name was Gennaro. The rest of the introductions were a blur to Tim. There was a blonde woman wearing shorts, and a man with a beard who wore jeans and a Hawaiian shirt. He looked like the outdoors type. Then a fat college kid who had something to do with computers. And finally a thin man in black who didn't shake hands, but just nodded his head.
Tim was trying to organize his impressions and was looking at the blonde woman's legs when he suddenly realized that he knew who the bearded man was.
Your mouth is open,
Lex said. Tim said, I know him.
Oh, sure, you've just met him.
No, Tim said, I have his book.
The bearded man said, What book is that, Tim?
Lost World of the Dinosaurs,
Tim said. Alexis snickered.
Daddy says Tim has dinosaurs on the brain, she said.
Tim hardly heard her. He was thinking of what he knew about Alan Grant. Alan Grant was one of the principal advocates of the theory that dinosaurs were warm-blooded. He had done lots of digging at the place called Egg Hill in Montana, which was famous because so many dinosaur eggs had been found there. Professor Grant had found most of the dinosaur eggs that had ever been discovered. He was also a good illustrator, and he drew the pictures for his own books.
Dinosaurs on the brain? The bearded man said. Well, as a matter of fact, I have that same problem.
Dad says dinosaurs are really stupid, Lex said. He says Tim should get out in the air and play more sports.
Tim felt embarrassed. I thought you had to go, he said.
In a minute, Lex said. I thought you were in such a rush. I'm the one who would know, don't you think, Timothy?
She said, putting her hands on her hips, copying her mother's most irritating stance.